Okay, committee, I'm gonna call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee to, meeting to order. And, Commerce and Maker, could you render us a prayer this morning, please?
Yes, sir. In Tati, Tati Wakante and Gotempi. Wazarita et Nixie. In Tati Wakante, Takede, Walapi Kumbra. Nunika she, Inkaja Paski, Takede, Walapi Kumbra. Kisto my, Kahike, Kahike Owaka, Takede, Walapi Kumbra. Who heck of beings here? Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us again. And we praise you and we give you all the glory. We ask you to be here with us today as we take care of our people, your children, the Osage people, Lord. We're taking care of them with your help. We're doing the business that we've been put here to do. And that's what we're going to do, Lord. So we need your wisdom, your guidance, and the courage to do the right thing. Bless those who are having a hard time and grieving, and bless our service people, wherever they may be. Bring them home safe to their families. And Lord, we just ask you to take care of the children, elders, and all of our needs, Lord. You know our needs. And we ask this in your Son's Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Bickhorst?
Present. We have a quorum. Next on our agenda would be approval of minutes. Your minutes are in your packet.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes dated September 20, 2024 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Item number five is consideration of appointees. First, we have Mr. Joe Ben Mashunkashay, appointed to the Osage LLC board. We have a packet in your email that was sent fresh this morning. Congresswoman Whitehorn? Congressman King.
Chair, I make a motion that Mr. Jobin Mashungashade is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
I have a motion and a second.
Is there discussion?
Discussion.
Yes, Chairman. I see Mr. Mashungashade sitting back here in our gallery, and I'd like to know if we could maybe just hear his take on what his vision is for the Osage LLC board and his function with that board. If the rest of the committee would like to hear that, I would.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Mr. Mashungashade, would you mind coming to the podium and sharing a little bit of your knowledge with us, sir?
Thank you. I'm Jobin Mashungashade. Usually the first thing I try to do is think about what I'm going to say, and I ask that I not say anything that's harmful, that I don't embarrass my parents, my mother, my father, my family, or anyone that knows me. So I want to be sure that I express the words that are correct in honor of you and the work that you do and all of us that are here today to try to create a better and more sustainable future for our people. Years and years of being in business for the last 50 years, fortunately for me, I've never worked for anyone else but myself. I've traversed all the roads to wisdom that are rough and rocky. I've got to the top, got ways to go yet. There's been upsides and downsides, and I've learned from all of those, but I like to think that the successes have outnumbered the failures. And I see some things at the LLC that I think I can contribute to. I want to see us become sustainable. I want to see us be able not have to come in here and ask for money, but to bring money to you. I think that's the ultimate goal of this, to become independent and successful and sustainable throughout all of our endeavors. So I don't think that we need to be grant administrators. I think we need to be profit centers. So that, with that said, that's about all I have to say. Thank you for asking me up here.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Keene.
This is kind of random, but I want to start doing this. What's the last good book you read?
Kevin, well, I don't know if it's good or not. It's a Kevin Kearney series. I'm into Kevin Kearney. He's a policeman in New Mexico. I'm into Reacher. I mean, I like the bad guy stuff. I do read, I have read, and I think No Man is an Island by Thomas Merton, a monk. The reason I read that and the reason I follow him is because I call my place out there the Hermitage. And I call it the Hermitage because on one side we have a president that created all of the Trail of Tears and moving the Indians out of their lands and all those kind of things. And on the other side we have a Catholic monk that I believe spirit is good. I like to stay somewhere in the middle, and hopefully I can maintain that. So I would suggest that to anybody that wants to read it. One of the reasons I talk to you about not saying things that are frivolous and not important and not dishonor or embarrass anyone, it's because in that chapter of Thomas Merton's book, he talks about just talking for the sake of talking, with no mission other than just talking. And so I'm kind of digressing and talking a lot, but nevertheless, that's some of this stuff, okay?
Thank you, sir. Committee? We did have a second, Madam Clerk? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye or
yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, Mr. Mashungashade, you are approved. Next would be Ms. Beverly Brownfield for the Osage Nation Tax Commission. And again, you have a packet in your email on Ms. Brownfield. And she is a reappointment from years ago.
Chair.
Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Ms. Beverly Brownfield is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next would be item number 6, ONCA 2492, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. So what this bill does is take money from the PIA account that we have established in this branch and moving money from there to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund, which of course was established here as well. And this is really a procedural bill, if you may. The $500,000 is coming from the PIA, which you guys know is where we hold our third-party lease money, and we have money there from a couple of IIM accounts. And through resolution, the treasurer has the ability to ask for money to come from those IIM accounts into the PIA to the PIF. And so what we're doing here is the Secretary Johnson has requested that they have money moved from one account to the other in order to address some of the property improvements. I've asked Mr. Johnson to join us on the call in case anybody has any questions with regards to the $500,000 request.
Committee questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So, Congressman Rivard, what I hear you saying is you really don't know what they're wanting to utilize the money for specifically, and they just kind of need some there for random dollars to fix properties with?
No, ma'am. I believe they definitely have, they're specific into what they need, and if I'd like Mr. Johnson to speak to that. He was on the call. I'm not seeing him. If you move down, Chair, I can get an answer.
Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman. Item number 7 is ONCR 2422, a resolution to set the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2025 and 2026. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Congressman Keene, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. There was a proposed amendment sent out this morning at 9:49. I would encourage the committee to look at it. So this has kind of been a journey for me personally as a Congress member. So I had introduced a committee sub to kind of reform how the business board, how we compensate, maybe even define the boards and commissions. So initially I had proposed a committee substitute. What this committee amendment does, sponsored by Congresswoman Rivard, it will take us back to the original before the increases in pay. I then got with Council Gill and I proposed another bill to actually do away with this resolution of how we pay these boards and commissions. That change is in the Government Ops Committee. I'm going to postpone that at the call of the chair later this afternoon. But I would encourage the committee to just go ahead and adopt this. I think we can, there's still a number of questions. I've been enlightened by a few of my colleagues' questions as well. I think sometimes, you know, we kind of think we have all the answers, and that added perspective is good. So I would encourage us to adopt this committee amendment for now, and we can come back and then kind of, I guess, strategize how we want to change the boards and commissions, because I'm willing to bet not one member of Congress thinks the way we're doing it now is the correct way to do this. So obviously the way we define the boards, we're defining dissimilar boards as similar. We can look at that, but at this time, yeah, that's pretty much it. I would encourage the committee to adopt the committee amendment to the resolution sponsored by Congresswoman Rivard, and we can move on from there. Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I don't have a problem with adopting it, but so just for me to be clear, you don't have any, you don't want to pass this out of committee, the resolution, you don't want to get it out of committee onto the floor at all? Okay.
Congressman Keene?
Okay.
No, we want to pass this out. We're going to pass it out like the increases never happened, and then we can come back in a special session. if that makes sense.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes, thank you. So the law requires that we have a resolution in this odd year for 2025. We have to set stipends and travel as it is now, so we have to have a resolution. So yes, we have to get this out of committee. Now, it's up to the committee, of course, as to what rate and what you guys want to look at. My amendment, what it's going to do is to take it back to what it was for FY23 and just flatline it until Congressman Keene and everybody feels more comfortable about where the amount for this particular stipend is. You know, where does that come from? You know, I'm not comfortable with just providing a stipend to different board members just because it's like, well, 2,000 is a round number. I'd like for us to maybe reach out to Moss Adams and ask that they look and see what's going on either with other tribes or just a compensation study, a market study, anything of that nature, so we can relook at what we're paying and have some type of a document to help guide what that looks like. That's just me personally. I don't know how the rest of the Congress members feel. I'm not about providing a stipend just based off of a number that seems to fit, maybe. And so my amendment would take it back to what we were in FY23.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Keene?
Yeah, so I suspect that if I never would have put the increases in, this would have just flown through how it is now, what we're coming back to what we're doing. Once I put the increases in, that started the conversation, and that led us down this tumultuous road, right? We have to pass this out, though, to fund our boards and commissions for now. We can come back, because I think everyone understands, like I said, this does need work about how we define these and how we pay them. But for now, I'm willing to hold off on that. We're here at the end of a busy session. We can get some time, gain new perspectives, and come back in a special session and just, you know, more solely focus just on this. But as far as this original resolution, yeah, we got to get this out today in committee. Does that make sense? So, thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
It makes sense, the explanation. Thank you. I just think we ought to raise it.
Committee.
Okay, Chair, if I may.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to make it a committee amendment to ONCR 24-22 pursuant to the rules of the Osage Nation Congress, Rule 7.61 and 3, that all proposed amendments must be submitted unless waived, that take page 2, lines 46 through 74, strike those and insert the following amendments to the advisory board, business board, commission board, non-business board, the health board, CCAPECA.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none. Committee amendment is adopted. Congressman Keene.
I make a motion to report out ONCR 24-22 as amended. Is that the proper verbiage, Clerk? With the committee sub as amended to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
The motion, is there a second? Second for discussion then.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I want to say something.
Okay, Congressman.
I understand Congresswoman Whitehorn's frustration because that, like initially that was, I just wanted to increase them. You know, I was fine with just increasing them too. But the crux of the issue is that we have the dissimilar boards. You know, we have boards that only meet quarterly. And the way they're grouped in the law, they have to all be compensated the same in that grouping. So that's like a big issue. So I just want to make that clear, so thank you.
Committee? Is there any movement? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next is going to be, I'm going to turn the chair over to Congresswoman Rivard, ONCR 2424, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2025. There's been some discussion amongst committee members with the Gaming Enterprise Board, and they have come together and made a little change to their annual plan of operation. So with that, open up for discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So we have an amended annual plan?
Yes, clerks, has it come in yet? Okay, I received a text message from Ms. Pearson last night that it had been amended, and the amendment was to take the Pawhuska Golf Course out of it.
And that's the only amendment?
That's the only amendment. Committee, any further discussion? Any movement? Congresswoman Goodfox?
I would be a proponent of keeping this here until we get the amended. And then if there's no other further business that this committee has, then we could discharge it via signature and not have to have another meeting. So I'll move to postpone ONCR 2424 to the call of the chair.
There's a motion. Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next would be adjournment.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, thank you, sir. If you would reconsider ONCA 2492, I was finding my notes on with regards to the $500,000.
My apology, Congresswoman. Yes, ma'am. We will back up to ONCA 2492, and you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, sir. So part of this is for the estimated taxes. Of course, this is where we pay our taxes, and a lot of our insurance are estimating close to maybe $200,000. It's an estimate that came from real estate services. And then through Director Ed Zahn's department, Tribal Works, it looks like they're needing a new roof at Tribal Works. And also the industrial park infrastructure at $360,000 for a water line replacement. And what we've discussed, Congresswoman Redcorn and I, that same request is also sitting over in the non-tribal bill under those LATCF funds. And so those in asking what was that money going to be spent on, that's what we were notified. Thank you. Ma'am, that's 2492.
Move to pass ONCA 24 what? 92 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next would be adjournment. Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you.